pretty good sized swamp up there in Georgia, you know. We had a lot of swamp land, rather high land. But they smoked this stuff and they made sausage. And they had 3 gallon earthenware jars. And they'd smoke this sausage and render the lard and pour it over this sausage and put the top on it. And when they got ready, many times I'd go out and cut off a piece of their sausage for the cook. But they had to do that. You had no transportation at that time. Today, you get in a car and in 30 minutes you're 40 miles. But then, to go 40 miles, it took you 2 days because there was no transportation. The roads were bad and there was just a lot of other things.
Yes.
But by the same time, you didn't have rape, and you didn't have murders, and you didn't have marijuana, and you didn't have a lot of things that you have today. So I don't know whether you're better off today or worse off today. You certainly have more corruption today than you did then. Next thing, if somebody come along and say, I'm going to do something, you could pretty well believe it. Today, if he tells you going to do something, you better get 4 lawyers and draw up a contract and have somebody to guard him, because you can look at your public officials and see how many of them have put their fingers in places they had no business. Things were different. You had few people. Everybody was, it was rural. You were neighborly. You knew your neighbor. If your neighbor was sick, you went over and helped him. If he had neither, his cow was sick, you went over and helped him, and he'd come and help you. Everything more or less at that time was around a church. If you had a picnic, it was organized at the church. If you had a baseball game, it was organized at the church. And people had more respect for each other than they have today. I just wonder what's going to happen to this country, you know, in another 50 years.
You were born in the outside of town? In other words?
It's in town now, but it was outside of town then, because this is a very small town. Our property was within the city at the present time. It's been in our family for all these couple of hundred years. This town was, 15,000 people. Today it's 300,000 people. So, this place on the corner here, up there on the corner of this street here, was a bank. Well, all the other buildings that had banks up and down this street, that main street there, that was one of the main streets there, they all gone. They're torn down and made parking lots out of it. But you look today and you got the American Bank up there, this 8, 7, 12, 13, 14 stores, Louisiana National Bank. Imagine having those kind of things in a town of 12,000 people. The railroad was the main artery, your river was, but I mean the railroad was out there, but today there's nothing on the railroad except freight. I mean, there's no passenger or no anything, and bus or the trucks take care of most of that thing.
So it's people used to come and go up the river. Huh?
That's right. We've been down here. I've been in this particular place here 40 years. So I've seen a lot of changes in 40 years. Businesses that we've done business with in Georgia and North Carolina and Tennessee and Alabama have gone out of business in those 40 years. A lot of people take, for instance, the Jung Hotel down there.